Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 28th day of the month of Teves. Today is day 480. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are concluded in our daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim Call. Continue to daven for the four children, Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Dvora, Pesach Bitzalo ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana and Raya Bas Michal. Their names, as well as others, are included in the daily Tehillim email. Additionally, of course, please continue to keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ira Eben of Congregation Oav Shalom in Merrick, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizik. Will be followed by Rabbi Eben slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Nen Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, the Chatzim, as well as the Mishaberach for the Cholim, where Rabbi Eben will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
As always, thank you, Rabbi Herman, for the opportunity and for all the wonderful programs and initiatives that the Orthodox Union puts forth for us for all benefit. It is always an honor to be the backup of course, to extend my record for speaking on the OU Chizik call, when they're, more than any other rabbi, perhaps in the history of the Chizik calls in the world. But in any case, I just want to share a little story, if I can, and perhaps a lesson from last week's portion. I just got back yesterday from an absolutely wonderful visit to Israel after, several days in Prague and Vienna. And the Europe piece that we chose to take was particularly meaningful because Vienna was the city that my wife's grandmother was born. And we also visited Theresienstadt, which is the concentration camp just outside of Prague, which is where my wife's great-grandfather, Chaim Shatner, the son of the Brecha, Hashem Yitom Damal, where he perished in the concentration camp. My two daughters who live in Israel joined us there, as did my daughter from Philadelphia, and I brought my wife and my son. So all of us got together to be at, to see Theresienstadt and to be there, to really witness the place where their ancestor perished. And without a doubt, the most meaningful moment took place when we found at Theresienstadt. So unlike the images that we have in the death camps, Theresienstadt was both a labor camp and a place where prisoners, the overwhelming majority being Jews, were taken before they were transferred somewhere else, most often to Auschwitz. And while the conditions there were unbelievably, they lived in unsanitary conditions, hundreds were living in houses that would have normally housed a family of six, and they worked from dusk to dawn, and in the worst conditions. But in the evenings, they were a little bit less regimented. And if you stayed on your block, as long as you stayed on your block, the Nazis didn't bother you too much. One of the discoveries they found many discoveries of what the people did during those times, during those hours in the dark. Some of them created shuls that they davened in the attic. One of the discoveries that they found was in the back of one of the houses in a shed, where it is presumed that someone by the name of Rabbi Asher Berlinger, a rabbi from Berlin who was also a cantor and a sofer, a scribe, in that shed he painted what would have been a shul. And we don't know if it was used, we presumed it might have been. But on the walls he painted an Aron Kodesh. And he painted words, phrases from the liturgy that you'll find in shuls here, but especially in Europe. And there were phrases like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, as well as Neshkachei Yerushalayim. And then there was one more phrase, And again, I can't really believe that you're seeing this. They were able to preserve most of this. There was a phrase from the Tachanun prayer that we say on Monday and Thursday that maybe not everybody knows it. And the phrase was, "Uvecholzot shimcha lo shachachnu, na'at shkachenu." And throughout all of this, your name we have not forgotten. Please don't forget us. It comes from a prayer from the liturgy and a paragraph that you'll find again on the Tachanun prayer. It says, "Habet v'shamayim re'eh, ki ya'inu la'ag v'kelef magayim." It says, "Please God, gaze down from the heaven and see that we've become objects of scorn and derision among all of the nations. Meshavnu ketzon l'tevach yuval, we've become considered like sheep led to the slaughter. L'harog, l'aveg, l'makeh, l'cherpa, to be slain, to be destroyed, to be stricken, and to be disgraced. V'chol zot shimcha l'shachachnu, na'at tishkachenu. And nevertheless, we have not forgotten your name. Please do not forget us." That phrase, which is described in the liturgy, there's no better way, place, or more apropos place to say that this was what happened in the concentration camp itself. And yet, there was Rabbi Berlinger writing this on the wall. And again, as I'm telling the story, I'm shaking because I stood there with my children and we read this and said, how could this, in the same spot that the patriarch of their family was murdered, how could these people have maintained such faith? It's really not to be believed. In last week's portion, we began with Moshe, gave what we referred to as an I had a dream speech. He tells the nation using what is referred to as the four language of redemption. That I'll take you out, I'll save you, I'll redeem you, and I'll take this nation as a nation. These languages, the Gemara says, is the source of the four cups of wine that we have on Pesach. It says that he'll save them, and Moshe says that he'll save them, that God is here to save them after hundreds and hundreds of years of oppression and take them finally to the promised land. But it doesn't work. Despite Moshe, maybe he has a speech impediment, but it doesn't work at all. It's an utter failure. The people, it tells us, Moshe, Mu'al Moshe, they could not listen to Moshe. They couldn't hear his speech. Because of their broken spirit and their hard work. And what the question is what went wrong? Couldn't you think that they would be moved by Moshe's speech? That the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us perhaps an answer. It says that it doesn't refer to the Dalid Lashonot Shel Gula, the four languages of redemption. It just says that they're referred to as the Dalid Gulot, the four redemptions. There are four redemptions. And I think what the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the people who lived in Israel, who wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi, are teaching us an important lesson. That yes, there will be a final redemption, but there are also smaller redemptions. That with each stage, one needs to recognize and celebrate these redemptions. And that in order for the nation to survive, they have to look at every opportunity and see that God has touched their life and saved them and give alachayim. The nation of Israel, the Jewish nation at the time of Egypt needed to learn that, which is perhaps why there are 10 stages to the Exodus, and each plague deserves its own l'chaim before the final stage of the Exodus, until they get to the end. In order for them to survive, they need to recognize that there are gulot, there are redemptions all the time. They need to stop and thank God and have a l'chaim, and through that it will perpetuate the Jewish people. I just came back from Israel, as I said, and today we can ask the very simple question, you can sense it everywhere, that it's very hard to say, what is this? Is this what we're living through? Is this the redemption? After thousands of years, we have finally returned back to our homeland. But the truth is obviously this can't be the Gula. We still have hostages that are taken. We are still under threat by so many people who hate us, and the world still hates us as well. But if you stop and you think, for a moment, just as Rabbi Berlinger did during the hells of the Holocaust, if you stop and appreciate what's really happening, then you realize that this is one stage in a redemption. It is part of redemption. We have seen just in the last couple of weeks the release of some of our hostages, and hopefully we'll see more. Over these last number of months, we have seen the accomplishments of our unbelievable soldiers, and I had the merit to speak to a couple of soldiers. My friend's son and son-in-law, I had lunch with them. I talked to them for a long time. They are the most phenomenal people you'll ever meet in your life. This is an unbelievable generation, and they are the future of our people. If you walk around the streets of Jerusalem, you will see the national bird known as the building crane, because we are watching right in front of our very eyes the miracle of the rebuilding of the land of Israel. And each of these things that we see is, in fact, redemption, and deserve a moment to stop and to say L'chaim. We thank God for each stage of this miraculous redemption, Reshit Tzmichat Gulatenu, the beginning of the sprouting of this redemption. And we hope and pray that very soon we'll see the final stage. Please God, may it come very soon. Now we'll recite the Tehillim. I want to also give a thank you to my class who's waiting patiently before my 1 o'clock class, who's waiting very patiently while we do this. And I'm multitasking. We'll start with Tehillim Perek Kaf. Lamaseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yacha Adonai Yom Tzaraz Zagach Hashem Elohai Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzon Yisedecha. Yizkol Mekol Mekotecha Lolecha Yidash Nesela. Yitein Lecha Vohoecha Vokol Tatsatcha Yimalei. Yohana Meshuatecha Yavshem Elohino Nego Yimah Anonai Kol Meshalatecha. Ase Yedati Ki Hashem Elohim Meshecho Yenem Shem Yipishal Gavur Shalom Yino. Ela Berecha Vela Besutza Menachem Mekashem Adonai Elohino Atzkir. Yim Rekom Venefol Menachem Kamen Zedod Adonai Yashem Elohim Yom Karinu. Psalm 23, Parakot Gimel. Is Mala David, Adonai Roe Elasar, Vinotesha Yabitini, Aminukot in Alini, Nashi Yishovim Yankini, Bamazwe Terek Lamanchano, Gamki Elach, Vigates Amavat, O Imarak, Yata Imadi, Shitakamishanteha, Himayina Haluni, Tarko Panashoka Negatarai, Shanta Bashan Roshi Kutu Ravaya, Akta Bechetted, Yudafuni Koyama Kaya, Kafti Vivik Adonai the Arakanin. Psalm 121, Shilamalot, Esainai Larin, Indivosri, Kiviti Adonai Kitan Ashiv Lidra Folti, Nashil and I'm Shomer Boker, Shomer Boker. The Kalchar Adonai Kimadanai Chasin Abbe Mahmudot, we eat that at Israel Mikolabonotav. Psalm 142. Mizmala David, Yotama Rasvila, Koli Adonai Zach Koli Adonai Atranan. A Shmok of Hanam Sichi Sarati Lavanagid, the Tativa Lai Rukhiva Tayedat and the Sivati Borazu Alef Kamu Pakli. A Bechamin Rain in the Kiravad Manos Mareni, Induration Rashi. Zaki Elecha Adonai Rasi Tamakli Chokaber Atachayim. Shakola Kala Kadoshi Ave Mitfala Baburam. Ganosh Barakhi Malay Rahamim Layam, Yosem Mitzar Koshak Mitamavet, Mosotami Nafek Mokotam, Misham, Mishavim, the Hair of Kik Mishpotam. Yodu Lanai Hakom, the Potel de Adam, the Yemen Katun the Great Shakatub, Vude of Dei Adonai Shavon, Uelzion Rina, the Simcha to Olam of Hashem with Sosan, the Simcha Sagil, the Nestuli Yavon and Achav and Omar Amen. And finally, the prayer for the sick. The Shaber Havatino of the Sri Yakov Sharanda of the Shlomo. Hagadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Racham Aleihem, Rachamam Abatamus Bikami Yachdotam, Rishachim Meir Purshim Mishleim, Rachamim Sagidim Betorcha Kol Yisrael, Put an Epesh for the Gulf Hashta Balos Makariv, Ben Omar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Abin. Truly appreciate it. Please express our collective Hakaras HaTov. to your, you're already off the call, to your class for very patiently waiting for us, and I always appreciate you stepping in, especially last minute. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer, together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.